You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, another beautiful day in Southern California. How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to another fresh episode of Entrepreneurship Journey. Inspiration. What a beautiful day. I can't say it enough. We've had a lot of rain. So I'm really, really excited to be back with you on a beautiful Sunday, getting you ready for your week, your work week, your manifestation week, your entrepreneurship week, all the things that you are looking to create. I want to leave you with some inspirational pieces from the guests we have on the show today. So first of all, I want to say happy anniversary to LA Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to have been here 7 years this September. Sam and team and family, thank you so much for counting the startup as part of family for 7 years this September. Today, we have two incredible entrepreneurs, people who are startups and scaling and award-winning entrepreneurs. We're going to start the show off today with Janair Johnston. Janair, welcome to the Startup with Monique Leray. How's it going? How's it going? Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Oh, we love a little live feed.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I have
no sound. There she is. Janair, welcome to the startup. How are you? I can hear you. Janair? Oh, she might be frozen. Okay. Why don't we have Janair go out and come back in? It seems that there's a little sound issue, but while we're waiting for Janair to come back out, go out and come back in, I want to give you guys an update on everything that's going on. We are, let's see, T-minus a little less than 3 weeks from Oscars week in Los Angeles. So what that means is the Oscars gifting suites are going to happen. I'm so excited. I have a lot of brands coming into town, and we are, you know, the swag bags, all the brands are so diverse. I mean, they're always diverse. This year, I feel like it's really, really something from head to toe brands that we've got. Many different things. A lot of authors, by the way, a lot of people are putting their stories down for us entrepreneurs to be able to read and be inspired. So I'm really excited to bring a lot of authors this year. And they're covering all types of subjects. One is covering burnout. We had her on the show, Tracy Doyle, maybe a few weeks ago. And I really think that's an important topic. Here we go. Janair, are you back?
I am back. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Hey, it happens to the best of them. And that's what happens in these streaming streets. Welcome to LA Talk Radio, Janair Johnston. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, you everybody. Look great. Hello, everybody. You guys. Now, Janair's got a very cool story. She's doing really, really something amazing. And I love how she's turning her passion into her, she's building her empire with her passion. So why don't we go full screen, Janair, and why don't you introduce yourself to the startup family and tell us who you are?
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Janair Johnston. I am the founder of Glitter and Bliss, GMB Health and Wellness here in Arizona. I moved here back in 2011. I'm from just outside of Chicago, you know, just a girl who loves to, who is chocolate and loves to eat chocolate, everything, and had a passion for creating ever since I was a little bitty girl, a child prodigy, I would say. Doing hair since probably about 2 years old. My mom taught me how to do a braid. I couldn't stop ever since then. I learned that I was heavy entrepreneur and loved to create everything around me. And as I learned people and I learned that I also like to customize everything. So I started this wonderful line behind me during COVID. I had started a salon back in 2012 here, and for many years went on to serve the community through other nonprofits and give back in that way, because there wasn't a lot here. Arizona wasn't as diverse in culture. So it's come a long way from 2011 to where we are now. Fast forward, we get to COVID, and I, you know, with salons being shut down, it was like, well, if you love to cook and you love to make hair pieces, how about you create hair care and body care that will serve everybody? So one of the first products I made was our GMB Magic Spray, which is the perfect elixir for our girls who loves the protective styles. But who knew that it would just be a popular product amongst the males and teens and all of that, because it is like, it's like a 20-in-1 type of product. You can use it for everything all over. And it quickly turned into a wonderful product for my cancer clients, something that they love to take into their sessions after radiation care and treatment to restore energy and restore their skin and body. So that really blessed my heart to see that God had given me this beautiful recipe for something that was just really and truly multifunctional and multi-purpose for like everyone. And most of my lines are, I call it the half organic because it's mostly all organic. I went on to create probably a line of over 37 products that are just that, crossover hair and body care, multi-purpose. I'll be going to the Oscars this year for their gifting suites. And I'm very excited about that because we will be taking one of our best products right now, which is going to be the aromas. I love them. We have our GMB Fresh Body Bliss and your Palme. They are prayer scents, body fragrances, but the most sweetest thing about them is they're a pheromone based scent. So it calls in great energy when you are looking for something special, just wanted to switch up the mood. I got an interview, a hot date, just want to get into some Zen time, just want to get into your prayer time. It's perfect. A little bit more about myself outside of business is that I'm a mother. I have two beautiful boys. I'm kind of adventurous and kind of a homebody. And I have a huge community of friends and family that love me. And if I could tell you one thing about myself that most people wouldn't know, would probably be that I love UFC fighting. I know that's just a quirky little thing, but that's just one little thing about me. And I love to go beyond the chair in conversation. So not only do I own a salon and a hair care, body care line that treats your own body, I love to treat the soul and make all of my clients into my family. Since I'm here and I didn't bring family with me, I had to create a family, and boy, it's large, it's huge, and I couldn't be more blessed. And so I am now happy to have the opportunity to bring all of you in and make you a special part of that family as well. So I am looking forward to our fireside chats beyond the chair. Thank God I found Monique.
As I'm like looking for my light. Listen, Jenair, I'm so glad to find you. And of course, you can't hear me? Okay, Sam, let's test sound. Our lighting is going. But Jenair, you are so inspirational, moving from another state with your kids, starting this business, and listening to your clients' needs and creating formulas out of it. And I believe that you left something out in there. And that is, everybody, that Jenair is actually a 7-time winner. Every year you get an award. Why don't you tell us about your award? Okay, we're having a little sound issue here. There you are, dear. Okay. We're having some sound issues. Yeah, we're having lighting and sound issues today. Can't hear us? Okay. Go out and come back in. Guys, so Jenair has 7 awards. Every year she gets one from the city. It's really, really exciting. I'm really, really inspired by her. So let's talk more about moving, right? So when she comes back, I want to talk to her about moving. Like, what is it like to move from another state, come to a whole new state with kids? Here she is. Jenair's back. We're having technical difficulties today, girl.
It's okay.
What are you going to do? No, it's okay. Your sound and my light just went out. So that's okay. We push forward, and I guess that's a good segue, right? Because when you're an entrepreneur, sometimes things don't go right. So Maybe you could speak to that, right? You move from another state with your children. You're starting this business. You feel called to do this work. What are some challenges? When things don't go right, you got to keep moving. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I will definitely say, like my mom always says, she always says that as sure as the sun sets, it's always going to rise. So you always have to be ready for you know, whatever challenges is going to come. You have to always have, I hate saying plan B, but you got to have them all lined up. I mean, the way the cookie crumbles is, I mean, it doesn't have to be a whole cookie to taste good and to make it make sense. I mean, it's going to be delicious. So, I mean, just get creative. But I would say when I came here, literally, as I said, I don't know if you guys heard, I didn't bring family. I just had, you know, my child, and I was pregnant with one. So, it was like, I was like by myself. It worked out. It was like, I believed in God. I believed in myself. So the biggest thing I'm always telling people is just believe in your dream, believe in the words that are spoken to you in those sweet, silent, bits of the night. Like, that's for you, not for anybody else. So move forward with that at all times.
That's right. And just like this, I mean, listen, you know, it is streaming now. That's what people do. Things mm-hmm. happen. I remember time traveling, so many times traveling when things didn't go right. And I had to do the show. I had to keep it pushing. And I just remember who you are. Just remember who you are. Because when you give up, when things get hard, you're going to be like a lot of people who do. But if you try, if you're attempting and you keep going, it's the persistence and the grit that gets you to the other side, right? And so if it was easy, everybody would do it. And it would be easy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have to be amongst, God says, the set apart people. I mean, we wouldn't even be successful, like you said. If it was easy, I mean, what would be so special about us? I mean, we have to be overcomers.
That's right, overcomers. Now, I want to talk more about your awards. Let's go full screen. Now is your time to be a little braggadocious. Let's talk about your first award up into the one you just won. And why did you win these? Tell us, give us full screen, Sam, and let's go into this.
Oh, let me grab this. The first one would be, well, this is actually the second, but it's the one that I have here with me would be the 2022. We're missing 2021. And then, so these come from the city. And actually, one of the first ones would have been the proclamation. I don't have that one here either. So the city gave me that because I do a lot of volunteer work within the community with other nonprofits. And so I was awarded a philanthropy award. 2021 was the first year I got that. And I started Glitter and Bliss in 2012. So it took some time before I got recognition. That was a lot of heads turning over and over and over and other things. And then we went to 2025. We got this one. It's gorgeous. Last year, for more of our nonprofit work that we've done in the Valley. And that just means that I dedicate a certain amount of hours every month to providing women that are maybe in hiding or domestic situations, just trying to get their start back and get back into the community for whatever reason that they've been kind of on the rebound. Or they are on the rebound, but they haven't been able to participate regularly like you and I would. So that's a very fun area in which I perform every month.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And that's actually something that the community needs, because I learned when I was doing the pandemic film and the pandemic project and the endemic project, a lot of folks were stuck in domestic situations they could not get out of. And it was a time of reflection, and things that we didn't know were happening were being exposed. Folks didn't have places to go. So you created a safe place to be, right?
I did. And I think one of the fun parts of that is that I do I do Beauty Made Easy. So I do these, I teach them these makeup tricks where they get a makeup kit. And then it's like the 1, 2, 3. So you can do a full face, pretty much the way I look, depending to what you look like, you know, but I teach you how to do this in 2 to 3 minutes, just so you can get outside and you can always feel confident if that's what you need to just get the confidence rolling. Not to say this is confidence, but you just might need a little extra something.
That's right. I do know, because I actually don't have time to prep most times when I'm traveling. I tell people my hair comes in a package from Amazon. I literally put my little wig on. I need to have a Beauty and Bliss day with you. And let's talk about it. That's how we met, right? Like a Beauty and Bliss day for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I think you're really carving out an area of the market for us doers who don't have time to take care of ourselves. We just have to throw it on and get to the airport and go. What do you offer for folks like us?
So oh, that I love that question because that is how the very first product was created. Because as you know, I started off, you know, making units or whatever, the hair extensions. If people don't know the word unit, I prefer unit because it's a little bit more private. And so I had my girls, I call them the corporate girls. They are my Barbie bosses, and they travel. They don't have time to, you know, they want that salon fresh feel, and they don't have time to do all the steps that I do. And they don't have the capacity to pack all of these different products. So I said, let me create something that can treat this, gotta go hair on the go energy. I made that product, and it quickly was like the thing. And I didn't tell them. I just started using it. They were like, oh my gosh, my hair is so soft. It's so silky. It's growing so much. And I was like, wait, it's working. Okay. So we just continue with that. So that's the number one product. Every client has to have that. And that is the one also that my cancer clients are using after their radiation treatments to restore like all of their sensories. It's a beautiful product.
So wait, say the name again and tell us where we can get it.
So it's called the GMB Magic Spray, and you can get it from,
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. You can get it on glitterandbliss.com. And then you can also text me directly for the products, and I send them out. Usually I mail packages on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's good. It's good to set the expectation of the cadence of what you're doing when you're scaling your business. I like that you keep control of that so you don't get overwhelmed, because as you scale, folks get so overwhelmed. I remember there was this entrepreneur, and she was young, and she had a photo on Instagram, and she was laying in a bay of dropship, which it wasn't dropship because she had to do it herself. So it wasn't dropship. And she wound up getting overwhelmed, and she's not with us anymore. And, you know, that burnout is real. I think that you're doing something important for the community. What's a takeaway of something that you are excited to launch that you're looking forward to in the next quarter in Q2 of 2026?
Okay. So the biggest thing, I mean, can I give two? For one, yes. I'm going to say the entire
class. You have more than one.
I mean, the entire collection of the pheromone based scents, that has been like the most delightful thing. And then the Beyond the Chair conversations, I have been wanting to launch these Beyond the Chair conversations since, I mean, I've been like 2025. And then I stumbled upon this angel who definitely knows how to communicate. Yes. And I'm like, I just through an email, I was like, oh, I mean, I think I found my girl. Like, yes.
Oh my God.
So I'm so excited to work with her. I mean, I'm ready. So if anybody like wants to do some chats, like I'm ready. We're ready. We're going beyond.
We're ready. That's right. And you can tell through our lighting and volume issues, we still keep going. We have a good Kiki. The train is still moving. We are going to build it the plane as we fly it. But I really love your energy, Janera, and I think that you're onto something, and folks want to get in that chair, have community, have healing, and feel seen and be beautified. And so if you're an entrepreneur, that's right, if you're an entrepreneur in the Southern California, Greater Arizona, Las Vegas area, come see Janera Johnson. Look her up. Yes. She's award-winning. Her city has recognized her for the last 7 years. She's making a difference. And even if you're not in that area, send her an email. Maybe something can happen.
Yes, they're flying from all over to come see me. And I am so grateful for that. I mean, that's not, no. No. I'm just meaning, like, I don't take that lightly. Like, I think, I mean, that is a gift, and it's God's gift to me. So I'm just like, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing.
A touch away.
A touch away. That's right. And I'm guessing if the price is right and you have time in your schedule, you'll travel with celebrities or influencers or folks, busy executives, if they need a touch of bliss, right?
I do. Yes.
Yes. I can see that for you for sure.
You know, that's what, just the text, the email. Texts are better though. I don't miss those often. Emails. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to move her. I'm trying to move you into the email space. You know, I had an experience with that because I had to get to the email space because sometimes your phones die or crash or whatever happens and you miss something. So an email, I feel like, can always track. But, you know, everybody works differently. Janera, give us one word of inspiration going into this week. What word resonates with you? What is something that's in your heart And I'm putting her on the spot, folks. So, you know, bear with
me. You are.
About luxury. Okay.
Luxury? I mean, your mind is luxury. I would say keep your mind, not just busy with anything, but keep your mind busy with intentional things. Keep your mind aligned. Every day when you first realize that you're conscious, think of the things that you want for the day, not anybody else, but what do you want for the day? Mm-hmm. And set your intentions for that and let everything else shape around that. I mean, we want to do positive intentions. Don't set it on sugar, okay? We are on things that are edifying and that's going to grow you for your future, for your body, for your children.
Yes, I love it. Legacy building, legacy mindset, forward mm-hmm. movement, upper trajectory. Yes. I love all of this for you. You guys, Janaire Johnson, the talk of the town in Arizona, in Phoenix and Scottsdale area. Look her up. Luxury beauty with purpose, okay? Yes. Beauty and bliss. Oh, did you get the package?
I didn't yet.
Oh, you should check your box, darling. It's there.
I should check my box. I will go check my box.
It's a big box. It's heavy, though. So put your sneakers on.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab that 13-year-old from upstairs because he's strong.
That's right. It's a workout.
I mean, that makes sense. Exactly.
This was fun. You're going to do it again. I'm going to have another light that didn't decide to die on me. And, okay. You know, we'll go from here. But you guys, Janaire Johnson. Yes. And a happy birthday coming up. Happy Oscars week. I will see you. And thank you for being on the Startup. We can't wait to have you back soon.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, dear. All right. Okay, you guys, that was Janaire Johnson. I have Ed coming up next. Ed, welcome. It's Ed Donnelly. Welcome to the Startup. How's it going? All right. Let's see if our volume is working here. Ed, can you hear us? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Okay. You can't hear me? Okay. Ed, we're going to have you go out and come back in. Today has been challenging, but again, we move through. Ed is very interesting. He has a very interesting backstory. I cannot wait to hear him on the show, and I want him to give his testimony of an entrepreneur and how he started his journey starting up and scaling his business. So when he joins us back, we will get with him. But yes, in 3 weeks or less, Oscar's Gifting Suite in Beverly Hills. If you have a brand, product, or service and you want to be a part of it, please email us at thestartupwithmoniquelarray@gmail.com. That's thestartupwithmoniquelarray@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about your brand, your startup, and have you on the show. All right. Let's see if Ed's here. Ed, can you hear us? Hi, Ed. Can you hear us? You can't hear us? Okay. Oh, that's the second person today. Sam's going to work on that. But right now, Ed, let's see if you can unplug your mic maybe and try it again. You can't hear us? Okay. You guys, Ed Donnelly is working on his sound. He's got an amazing product, and it's birthed from a tragedy, actually, 9/11. And he helped his wife through a very difficult time, but he was able to do so with natural products. And so that's how he birthed his brand. So if he could come back, we would love to have him and we can hear his startup testimony. But in the meantime, I want to also talk to you guys about many different things that we have coming up. Like I said, Oscars week, we've got Cannes coming up. All right, let's see if we've got Ed. Ed, can you hear us? Third time's a charm. No? No sound? You can't hear it? It's your mic. I don't know what's going on. Let's see what we can do. Okay, I can hear you. I can hear you. So, yeah, maybe we can get that going. I can hear you typing. All right. Let's see what we can do here. Why he's doing that, you guys. Yes, so we have Oscars week coming up March 12th. We have Cannes coming up in May. That's the second week of May. And then we have Emmys in the fall, so in September. So again, a lot of different things. An update, the pandemic film trailer will be dropping anytime soon. I'm still in edit, many different cuts to have there. But, you know, it's sometimes things that are this grand take time. I mean, we went to 40 plus countries. I want to make sure we're representing everybody properly, and I want to get all the good juicy bits in there. So my trailer's not going to be 2 minutes, right? It's not going to be a minute and a half. It's going to be large, like the first one. It's going to be 7.5, maybe 5 to 7 minutes, I should say, of content, right? Because that's a lot of territory to cover. So that will be dropping really soon. And we will try to get Ed one last time. I know that Sam is working diligently to get him. But again, you guys, if you have an idea, okay, let's see if maybe he's here. Ed, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Ah, the fourth time's the charm. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Happy All Sunday, right. Monique.
Happy Sunday, Mr. Donnelly. Nice to see you.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. I was just teeing up the crowd. The other guest had problems with the sound, but we just keep pushing through, right?
We do. We're persevering. Yes.
That's it. And I love your story. I don't love the trauma and the loss in your story. Of course I don't. But what I do love is you have the grit and the vision to use those things to manifest something beautiful that's going to help the collective. So let's go full screen. And I want you to introduce yourself and your brand. Tell us about how you got here to the family here at the startup. So go.
Well, again, thanks for having me. My name's Ed Donnelly. I grew up in the famous Levittown, New York. I went to nursing school in the 70s when men were few and far between. And then I went to work in New York City burn centers. So I'm a registered nurse with burn center experience. The burn center was an amazing place. I got to see firsthand the pain that people would endure, but I also got to see firsthand how comfort would help them heal. So I left nursing. I went into medical devices, medical sales, spent 35 years in medical sales. My last three jobs, I was CEO of three different companies. I retired because of a granddaughter who, she's 16 years old today, beautiful. She's had two heart transplants. God bless her. And I named this product that I developed, Amour, A-M-O-U-R, after her, sort of Amore. But in my retirement, my wife, who's had a lifelong history of scoliosis and back surgeries, she fell and had a lot of deteriorating fusions. We tried CBD and she got comfort for the first time. But the CBDs that we used were greasy, they smelt awful, and worse yet, they had THC in them. And for my 35 years, I knew this could be done better. This is just cheap stuff. So I embarked on developing Amour. It is odorless. It is not greasy. It has no THC, 0.0 THC. So it's perfectly safe. And I use the most important and successful pain-relieving ingredient with it, lidocaine. So I'm virtually the only company now that has broad spectrum, no THC, CBD, and lidocaine. And the first article that was published about me said, Ed Donnelly does CBD right.
Wow. That is
a story in a nutshell.
That's amore, in fact. That is amore for real. I love that. So first of all, what a beautiful story that it's come full circle.
Monique, yeah. Somehow I lost the sound again.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, I want to speak to them while you try to get the sound back and say that I love your story. I love Ed's story about using some pain from his family members, seeing that pain, I should say, and turning that into a business and putting lidocaine in it, I think is quite bold. I want to talk to him about that. How did he get that approved? I'm very curious. Not that it couldn't get approved. It obviously did. More.
I'm back.
Hi, Ed. Thank you.
So we're having our challenges. So let me get the most important part out. If your listeners go to amorecbd.com and enter LA50, they will get 50% off all of our products.
It what? Is the
50%. Amorecbd.com. LA 50, and they get 50% off.
Wow, that is so generous. Thank you. You guys get on that, because I wanted to say you have that special ingredient, the lidocaine. Was that difficult to get approved? And what told you to do that? How did you know to go to that route?
Well, what I knew working as a nurse,
yep,
that lidocaine works. You go to the dentist, he gives you Novocaine. You know, lidocaine is a pain reliever.
Yeah.
And then you combine it with CBD. So I knew that. But you ask, why do people not do it, other companies? Because it's cheap. They want to sell. Lidocaine's expensive. But yeah, these people want to sell. You can buy CBD in a gas station. I took it one step further. I added the lidocaine. And then I, from my background and experience, I said, this has to go through the FDA.
Yeah.
Why is nobody is going through the FDA?
Wow.
And I knew that it had to be. So last time I checked, I was the only FDA registered CBD product.
Congratulations.
The more CBD cream.
Let me say this. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The reason I did it and other people don't, because it takes time and money. And they're just, they want to get out there cheap. And
yeah,
we were going to do it right. So
FDA
registration is the good housekeeping seal of approval.
That's absolutely correct. And your experience with pain, seeing it with your family, nursing folks, and really seeing where you could fill in the gaps and create that special little twist and add a value, and pain relief is the reason why this is going to be so successful. I'm really excited to try it. I have back pain like you wouldn't believe, all these airplanes I've been on for the films, for the pandemic, 40 countries. Can you imagine? My back is a mess.
God.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, the things you're, but I want to say happy birthday to your loved one. And I also want to say I'm excited to get this in the LA market, because we are very CBD friendly. You took the THC out of it. So some folks won't be happy about that, but you know what? I see why you did it. You were there for pain relief, not for a natural high. Where else are you looking to grow in the next couple quarters? Where do you see this brand? Where is Amore going?
Well, it's going off the shelf with the cream. The cream is our number one product.
Okay.
We have gummies and we have tinctures. And I see those things exploding, putting tinctures, which are drops, into your morning coffee.
Great.
Pain relief is terrific. Relaxation, treatment of depression, all of those things CBD has been proven to contribute to. But I'll go back to one other fact that your listeners and the California people are so on top of things. The CBD and the lidocaine works because CBD has 30 times the anti-inflammatory properties of, say, ibuprofen.
Wow.
Pain is the overwhelming amount of pain in your back and arthritis, other things, is inflammation. And the lidocaine delivers the CBD to the joint, to the affected area. But I see us growing. Unfortunately, we're all getting older. We're all flying on planes. We all have aches and pains. You know, the sky's the limit for us. And we have the confidence of the public because of the FDA registration.
Yeah, that's huge. That goes so far. And I see this really growing. And, you know, the sports community can benefit from this so greatly.
Great
so
point.
Greatly.
All of the weekend warriors playing pickleball.
From pickleball on up.
The pickleball market is just booming for us.
I'm excited.
It's great. And I'm so happy. But let me again remind your listeners, AmoreCBD.com, that's AMOUR, and put in the promo code LA50, and they're getting 50% off.
Wow.
We'll keep that promo code alive, and we're so happy to be here.
Thank you. And you know what? Let's have it. Can we keep that promo code alive through Oscars? We're doing the Oscars Week Celebrity Gifting Suite, so we would really love to push that messaging out through March. Is that a possibility to get it through March, maybe March 19?
No, we'll keep it up to April 1st. We'll keep
there
it
you
up
go,
to
you
April
guys.
1st. And because we want to get into the L.A. market. And I know some of you mentioned some people like the THC for the high.
Yeah.
But the health benefits of no THC are coming out. You know, they can get the highs elsewhere.
Get your highs somewhere else. We're here for the pain management, darn it.
Well, that's it. We decided we were going to be a medical product, not a recreational product. And that's why we went the FDA route and all of that. And old people like me are benefiting from it.
You know what? You're not old, darling. You're still doing it. And I love your beautiful, your essence to help folks out of pain. And thank you for doing it the natural way. And thank you for doing the proven medical way with lidocaine and going through the FDIC. I think that this is going to be a game changer. Now, what market are you, after you do our market, what's your dream client and or market? Where would you like to go after this?
We are actually on the cutting edge, on the 1 yard line, to use a football vernacular, of getting into major retailers.
Great.
They're loving the FDA registration. I can't release the names of the people yet, but they're the biggest. And that would be mass marketing, mass appeal. And then my next step is to, right now it's a cream. Maybe it needs to be a spray. Maybe it needs to be a patch.
Ooh.
Other delivery mechanisms. But the cream is working so well. My wife's been using it for 8 years and swears by it. And to be honest with you, she uses the cream and she takes 2 gummies a day. And she's just, you know,
he's flying high.
Far more mobile and comfortable than she ever was.
I have a doctor that I want to connect you with. He has a strip called Calm AF. Excuse my French. It's called Calm as Fuck. And it is the antidote to like Xanax and all those things. So you just put it on your tongue and you get calm. And he also is doing a pet gummy for allergies. I want to connect you with him because he does formulas and natural, you know, you guys are right on the same. I'm going to hook you up. His name is, shout out to Dr. Vaughn at Aegis Formulas. But congratulations. Let's get that promo code one more time. And where can we order it? And what's the price point?
AmourCBD.com. The promo code is LA50, and it gets you 50% off. And our retail price is $59. So, you know, 50% off is, you know, $30.
You guys, 30 bucks for your pain relief. Do your liver a favor. Leave the ibuprofen alone. Try Amour. It's made from love, from lots of experience, and it's done right. And I'm going to have you come back when we're not having so many sound issues. And we're going to have you come back again on us so we can push this promo out through Oscars week. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. I've enjoyed talking to you and your audience.
It's a pleasure and lots of love from California. Okay. And you keep up the really beautiful work. Congratulations.
Not in cold, chilly Chicago, but.
I know. Don't worry. Spring is coming.
but the Bears are moving to Indiana, so.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right. They're even leaving. Well, you keep it up, Ed, and thank you again for your startup story, and you just keep the good fight going, all right?
Have a great day.
You do the same, dear. All right, you guys. Bye-bye. That's Ed Donnelly from Amour, birthed from helping his loved ones. He's been through so many things and he is doing the right thing. And it looks like it's scaling up. Sam, we went a little bit longer because of the sound that we were having, but that's okay, guys. Just like my show, you know, in your entrepreneur journey, just keep going. Usually I say third time's the charm. I took 4 tries there, but we don't stop. Keep starting up. I always ask you, what will you start up today? I will be back with you with a fresh episode next week and we'll see you then. So be well, take care of each other, and keep those ideas flowing. See you next week. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.